of Zion Amanof. Omar Rabavu, talking about rain, we can talk about the greatness of rain. We start off saying that the only one has the mafteh for rain, the key for rain is Eibishter. Omar Rabavu, Rabu said, Godul Yom Hakshamim Mitchias HaMesim, that rain is even greater than Tchias HaMesim. According to him, Tchias HaMesim is only Latzadikim. Only for tzaddikim, or even not tzaddikim, but these not rishayim. If you look shamim, who benefits from rain? Bein tzaddikim, bein rishayim. Everybody does. Upliga de Rabbi Yosef, and above who argues Rabbi Yosef. Am Rabbi Yosef holds, metoich shehishkula ketchias amesim, kavua betchias amesim. Rabbi Yosef says, equal to tchias amesim, shamim. And Rabbi Avu says that it's even greater than tchias amesim. That's in the brach of the by bench. Where do you put it? Yeah, Zok Rashi, Pliga Rabbi Yosef, the first narrow line. The EU, I'm a kit chis amesim. Volo yes, not more. Shabbat chayim and Adam, shatvu agdele boy. People live, well, why is it like chis amesim? Because people live from the rain, just like chis amesim is give people life. So the Gemara writes, Omer Rav Yehuda, Godul yom hakshamim, another thing, rain is ki yom shin boteda. It's like, you know, we don't really appreciate all of this. But rain is just like the matan Torah. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Hazinu yare, if you should trip down, kamoto, like rain, likhi my Torah. What are you comparing the Torah to, like my rain? Then lekachel Torah, lekachel Torah, shteta, ki lekach tov nosati lochem, I gave you this wonderful thing, which is Torah. Torah, say, al tazayv, don't forsake my Torah. So see what? That it's equal to matan Torah. Rav amar, yoysim me yem shim Torah. He said, Rav argues, not only is equal, it's even greater. Shenema, it says, you're comparing the Torah to rain. And we have a rule, me nitla b'mi, when you make one thing compared to another thing, which is a greater thing, the thing you're comparing it to. Have you aim a cotton nitla b'godul? So Torah is even greater than rain. Rashi, k'motelichi, hishve lekach l'motel, they're the same. Yarev k'moy af, shoma v'yer potal, v'shokim yirav potal. So what do we see from there? That the word yarev means to drip, or to make it rain. The heaven also yirafatal, they pour down the dew. Shehimar bahapedus, which increases the pedus. Says more about Rava Rami. Rava asks a question. It says in what pasuk yadav kemotelichi. We compare the Zion of Rava. Compare the rain to Teda. Uksiv. Another pasuk says kizal katalunos. It should flow like the dew. My words. Is it like dew? Or is it like rain? Says more like this, and tal means flow not very lightly, calmly, and yarif is a much harsher word. So it's like this: im talmid chacham hagenu, if he's a talmid chacham was a proper, then ketal you should give him nicely like the dew. Im la, but if not, oir fehu kimata. So chayda pashav shadid, you should beat him down like rain. What does that mean? In this Gemara, we'll have a few times the word hogan and ain't hogan, but they don't mean the same thing, even though we're saying hogan. Here, this is very strong orfei. Look at Achaz orfei, which is based in the Gemara later. Orfei kemata, hargeyu. Kill him. So obviously, here, ain't hogan doesn't mean he's not doing it l'shem shemaim. Here, ain't hogan means he's doing it l'kantid. He's doing it to use a teide chasrom against Yiddishkeit. Otherwise, why would you go to the extreme of killing him? Well, it doesn't mean you should kill him. It means that the Eibishah should kill him. Because it's talking about the Eibishah is doing this. Tanya, we learned, anybody learns Teidu Lishmo, it itself becomes a wonderful antidote for everything. And Shenemar, it says, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazim, but becomes a tree of life, a source of life for those who hold on to it. And it says also in the Pasuk that regarding the Teidu, it says, Rifus tihi l'sharecha, that it should be healing, l'sharecha, for the food that you eat. And it says, ki moitzi motzachai, whoever find me, find life. So we see that, well, teda is an antidote. However, chola oisib b'teda, shaloi l'shma, nasa loi samamavis, it becomes samamavis, shenemar. As it says, yarev kamot alichi, and ain't harif al arega. So the Rashi got something over here. Harif means it should die. Shenemar, it says, but or for sham by the egla rufa, it says they should offer the egla, but nachal. Now, what's lishma here? So Rashi says lishma means you catch a tivane Hashem alakei v'loikid it l'hakar zebi. Lishma means you didn't do it in order to be called Rebbe. So the chayda according to Rashi, loy lishma means if you learn teda to people give you covered, the worst things possible. Which is over here, harega. You deserve to be killed. It's very harsh. Taisa has a different shot. Taisa says, L'chayda, we learned in Gemara Pesachim, La'elam, the type of Taisa, interesting Taisa. L'elam yasakar, turn off a gavshayna l'shma, v'tech l'shma, bar l'shma, fakert. If even the l'shma, better learn that than not at all. V'yashleima, the trey shalai l'shma, the two kinds of l'shma. The mash, I mean, l'elam yasakar, but turn off your shalai l'shma, hainu klay, megdei yikar rebbe. If you say, learn, call me a rebbe, give me covered, do that. Oy, kidei shechabdu. So Taisa learns that when so harsh is if you learn Lekanter, Rashi doesn't give us a pshat in Leil Shema, he just gives us a pshat in Leil Shema. Sounds like from Rashi here that Leil Shema means even Kakoma Rebbe, or for covered. This is the treatment he deserves. Let's go learn something. Omelet said, "Labzeda said, Cholishly boy, I feel weak. I can't learn. I can't concentrate. Leila my mills like others. I say something. It's not God. Omelet hocher of Yechen and Ma'ir. He's done the posik. Ki other mates are sodom. There's actually a machlekes in Mefarshim in the Teda when the Teda says other mates are sodom. Is it a question mark or a statement? But in the Gemara, it's always a statement. He says ki other mates are sodom. A person is compared. That's why you're not to cut down a fruit bearing tree because a person like a what do you call it? It's like a tree." So we see clearly what the Gemara learns from is it's a statement, it's not a question mark. A person is like a fear, is like a tree. What does it say regarding a fruit-bearing tree? It says you should eat from that tree, and you shouldn't cut it down. Uksi, even it says, however, it says when it comes to a tree that's not a fruit-bearing tree, you should cut it down. When do we cut down a tree? When don't we? Instead, a person is like a tree. When is a person like a fruit-bearing tree? When is he not like a fruit-bearing tree? You should learn from him. Cut him off from being your Rebbe. Rashi. If it's food, fruit-bearing tree, learn from him. Learn from him. So Taisa already asked, we know that Meir learned from Elisha ben Avu and he was not a fruit-bearing tree. So he says, this is all talking about if you yourself are not a Talmud Chacham. If you're a Talmud Chacham, like a Meir was, then you couldn't learn from anybody. Anybody has something to say. But otherwise, you learn from his behavior. So Sashchis, he doesn't mean kill him, he just walk away. Regarding what?
Yeah,
but the teacher.
Not to do what this guy does.
Okay. Yeah. It says in Pasuk, Barzel be Barzel Yochad, metal against metal sharpens each other. What does that mean? And each person sharpens his friend. What does that mean? It's like two pieces of metal. They sharpen each other. If two people learn a chavrusa, they sharpen each other. Why do we compare Torah to fire? Shnemar says, my words are like fire. And fire, no, Hashem says the Eibishter. Leimel can tell you, ma eish, just like fire. Einu doy legichid. You don't just light one piece of wood. And one piece of wood will die out. So Torah, you can't learn on your own. You need a chavrusa. Rabbi Yisrael said, "My dechsev." It says in the pasuk, "Cherev el habadim v'noyeloi." What does it mean? "Cherev el habadim." The sword, the badim, the sharp of noyeloi become foolish. What does that mean? "Cherev al soinei shetam nechamim." That the cherev is for the enemies of the chamim. Says, "Oiskim bad bevad v'Torah." They sit and learn on their own Torah. Those tamil chamim who learn Torah on their own, then the Torah becomes like a knife. Doesn't last very long. Furthermore, they become foolish. You convince yourself you learn no pshat when you learn shokrum. Shenema, it says, v'noyalo, you become foolish. You become a sinner afterwards because you learn wrong pshat. K'siv hocha v'noyalo. K'siv hocha ma'ashana alnu v'ashechatonu. We were banadished and we sinned. So therefore, it means it's not good to learn by yourself. Or we say ma'ocha from here. It says in the pasuk, noyalo sorei tzoyin. That they were talking about that we came to show him the v'hisos mitzrayim. And the Sefer just led them. The Yavetz already says, Yaakov Avinu already says, it means only if you could have a chavrusa equal to you and you refuse to learn chavrusa, then all of these things happen. But if there's nobody there equal to you, then we learned in Pirkei Avos. It's called learning. If you learn on your own, the Eibishter learns with you. Rashi. Basel was ich habe ich habe schon Pneide mal Basel ich habe mir one sharp as other you can sack in the garbage have the one life against the other ain't the legs the eight echt ain't the legs all basic game yeah two or three together you khidi bel khava shi khava bel khava to sharpen you should my see in tips should see no all no I should no all no with tagim the eat option of him foolish she khoit in the see no all no we got be khaton um we boy some of from here we have here all no sorry to sein we hisu es mit sein we toy heine khoit das sinner Then we write it. Oh, but the Lachem should be told. Why is it compared to eight? A piece of wood. Remember, it says eight chayim hilamach zing, but it's a tree of life. To those who support it, Lachem Lach ma eight cotton, just like this little piece of wood. Ma is a godlum. We see that he start a fire. First, he start a fire with the twigs, and the twigs then make the bigger fire. Av tamid chachamim k'tanim mechadadim esagdelim. This younger talmidim, they sharpen the older ones and the rabbeim. Behind the door, Mechinechinim one said. I learned a lot from my rebbes. But from my friends, I learned even more from my rebbes. They're equal to me. But from my talmidim, I learned more than anybody else. The Shlag Ayi explains, because the talmid is, we, as we get older, the more we learn, the more corrupt our mind is. We're taught how to learn. So we are no longer learn the way my mind should have learned on its own. We learn this mafedish a lot, so we think like him and so on. A child is not yet corrupted. So he can ask questions sometimes like what you learned, and he can come up with what you never thought of and such strong questions, because he's not yet corrupted. And he can think. Rashi,
Toyda Gate. I thought that it's because in order to give over to someone else, you have to first be very...
That's Chassidus explains.
Very well...
That's right. It makes it right. And Yedibur brings out the higher levels of the seichel. Last you trade against the seven eight chayim mila machzing bark shemadi gets over matzis as a eight and lights a dark and chiller. First it's a small wood. Tani mechad and shaylo kosher ask all the time. Tani mechad, they ask questions all the time. So you shouldn't be annoyed if kids ask you questions. Why? How? Whatever. You should answer them. Tani mevait. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Rami asks a question. Ksiv, in what pasuk it says likrat some in front of it before a person is thirsty, hayes of mine bringing water. Ksiv, in another pasuk it says hayes of mine bringing water. Another pasuk says hay kol some luchulamai. You thirsty? You go get the water. When do we bring the water? When do we say the guy go get fetch the water? Im talmid hagenu, if he's a good talmid, likrat some hayes of mine. If you have a good talmid, you the Rebbe have a mitzvah to go find the talmid and to go teach him. Don't wait till he comes to you. Vim loy, come to you. This chastir thing Gemara before said, if he's not a good Talmud, don't teach him at all. So obviously there must be different levels of Talmud she'enu hagen. Rashi, heis of mashma lahay lichloy man, bring him the water. Ksiv lechul lamayim yelechu ayi shigo. Im Talmud hagen shereitzel lilmay milcha. So Rashi has, he wants to learn dafke from you. That's Talmud, he's a good Talmud. He wants to learn from you. Then mitzvah l'rav leilich etzel mekayim. Amazing. It's a mitzvah. What mitzvah is this? The Rav should go seek out a Talmud. What mitzvah is that? Unless we're shenantul v'necha el Talmud, I don't know. What mitzvah would it be that I have to go teach? This is mamzak of time. In shlichus, if somebody wants to learn, you have a mitzvah to go out there and find him. Don't wait till he comes to you. Im lav yelchu etz Rav, not then let him go to the Rav.
Also Talmud in Harbe.
Yeah, but what do you mean im lav what? It says im. The Rashi Taija Talmud Hogan here doesn't mean he's a good Talmud. Talmud Hogan means he wants to learn by you. So Rashi is saying it two things then. He has to be a Talmud Hogan, and he wants to learn by you. But if not, he's not a Talmud Hogan, but he still wants to learn by you, then wait till he comes to you. Right? What about he's a Talmud Hogan, doesn't want to come to you? Rashi doesn't say that. And next Gemara is even more interesting. It says that the Vayitei Gemara. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami asks a question.
Yeah. The prophet exhorts those students who have been shunned by the teachers to make efforts to return them to the
accepted. Yeah, I know. But Rashi clearly doesn't say that. I'm just saying Rashi. Another interesting next. In one part it says, Yefutsu Maina Secha Chutsa. You should spread out your wellsprings. Another person said, Yilachol Avadecha. Another person said, you should keep it to yourself. Yilachol Avadecha should be only to you. Ve'en lezoni mitach, and don't give it to anybody else. Don't share your Torah. How's that work? Im Talmud Hogenu, if it's a good Talmud, Yefutsu Maina Chutsa. Vim Lav Yilachol Avadecha. Here, if not, don't teach him. You see how all the students here, a minute ago, we said, wait till he comes to you. And now we're saying, don't teach him at all. So there must be different levels in Talmud She'enu Hogen, which is. But look what Rashi says. Interesting Rashi. Yefutsa ma'aser chutzah. Im hogenu, if it's a good Talmud, emolei sisrei teira. Yefutsa ma'aser, we're talking about chassidus. This is what Bar Shem Tov said. Yefutsa ma'aser chutzah. So Rashi learns it means sister Torah, sister Torah, Chassidus. But if not, then don't teach him. The Bach erases the word sister Torah, and it's a pella because the Bach was a Talmud Rabbi Eliyahu Bashan, and the Bach was a Mekubal. And yet he erased it. Don't know why. Talking about Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina, Baridi, these are all different Rav Chaninas, but all bunched together. Chanina Bar Papa, Chanina Baridi, just Chanina on his own. Why is it compared to water? If it says hoy cold, some anybody is thirsty, go to the water. Why is it compared to water? Leaves behind the high place, comes to low place, and it's the same water. You have to be humble. And it comes down. It's the same Torah that comes down, but it has to be humble. Why we find the Torah is actually compared to three different liquids, water and milk and wine. Water, wine, and milk. The chesiv, what the pasuk say? Hoy called some. It says in the pasuk, whoever thirsty lechul, the mine go to the water. Chesiv, and it says, if you have no money, lechul shivru vechaylu, go ahead and buy it and eat it. Lechul shivru, go buy it, but like cash without any money, uvelay michi without any swaps. What should you buy? Yayin vechalav, wine and milk. So the pasuk starts out with water and ends up with wine and milk. Loy melach. What do we know about these three liquids? That dafka these three liquids are compared to. Where did they store the longest? Dafke in earthenware, which have no value. Only by those who are humble. Rashi. This is the Torah that he doesn't know anything, and he learns it. What do you mean by that? You don't have to pay anything for it. And you learn it, so that means you don't know mechi kesef. You don't pay anything for it. The parchas and mekalim, the man of the parch in earthenware. Says in Malavite, Kedamble bar te de kesef b'shemchanani. The famous story, the daughter of the kesef said b'shemchanani is a beautiful sikhon that I've explained this gemara in. I just don't remember where it is. I think Pasha Igash in the Urzul Chalakim. What actually happened? The following story. She once asked Rabbi Yeshua, Mechanani of Eistois was a very ugly looking person. How can it be such a wonderful chachma in such an ugly vessel? Amallah. So he said to her, Avicha, your father, Rami Chamra, where does he put all his good wines? Be money the pachra. So she says to him, go take all your good wines of your father and place them in money the pachra in earthenware. Amrullah, she said, reminding me, what do you want me to put? Amallah, he said, Atan de Chashvita, you're the part of the royal family. Ramu be mana da have a kasp. Was only passed to put the wine in gold and silver jugs or barrels. Although she went, she advised her father, and he listened. Ramu le chamra be mana da have a kasp. He put the wine into the gold and silver barrels. The tokya that became sour very quickly. Also, the Amru lady went and they informed the king. Amalola Barta say the king turned to his daughter, man, Amalachacha, who will advise you this? Amru, she said, Rabbi Shimon Chananya. Kariu, he summoned Rabbi Shimon Chananya. Amalei said, "Chananya, my Amrit lahachi. Why did you advise my daughter this way?" Amalei, so he said to the king, "Ki hecha da Amrili Amri la." The same advice she gave me, I gave her. Rashi, man de pachra bederes chayk Amar. He was just joking. Meramez was trying to hint. Ma'ata meres. What did he tell me? Valeavicha noisin yain bekeli mechorin shel cheres. He was just giving her. He was just. She took him seriously. He was just trying to explain to her. Valamai gem near me im loy beshel cheres hakulu of the whole world does it. But talking here became sour. Kehi damrili I chachma forada bekeli mechor. How can you have such wonderful chachma and such an ugly keli? I saw the same thing. The yain mishtame bekeli mechor. Afatayim bekeli be yaisim shila yisana. Taylor lasts better by me than by you. Why? Because I'm humble. I'm humble. The word is, I'm humble. Look at my right.
But the Rashi says if I was good looking.
You'll see the Gemara in the next line. The Gemara of Iko Shpidi Digmir. So she said, what are you talking about? There are plenty of handsome people. And yet, like Rabbi Yechanan, who a big time in the Chum. So he says it. I have Isanu. If those people would have been ugly, Tfei Havi Gemiri, they would have been bigger time in the Chum. Because it detracts, says Rashi. I have Isanu, Oisam Noyim, Shehem Chacham, Ram, Tfei Havi, you learn better. She, I have Shilano, Lahash, Budaitai. It's impossible for them to be totally humble, Uvol De Shikha. And they come to forget. They can't be totally humble. That's the problem. Fascinating Tesis before on Zayin Amud Aleph. We're saying over here that Tesis can only last somebody's humble. So Tesis says here, we had him more Erevin than Leiba Shemaimi v'Leim Eiv Leyam. What do you mean Leiba Shemaimi? You won't find somebody who thinks that he's heaven. You won't find the Tesis by somebody who thinks that he's a top of the world. And v'loi besoichrim aholchem b'medinas hayam. Eva yami, people who travel a lot, business people. The e safra le saifa, the saifa le safra. If you want to be a talmid chacham, you can't be the captain of a ship. And if you want to be the captain of a ship, you can't be a talmid chacham. You can't be both. You can't be in business, nor can you be an astrologer. I asked Shmuel, if you can't be an astrologer, then how come you said you're an astrologer? So he said, you know when I became an astrologer? Every time I went to the bathroom, I urinated. That's when I learned my astrology. Imagine what he did when he had to do spend some more time in the bathroom.
There's a mocker for taking books into the bathroom.
Taisa said the pshat is not like Rashi, that if he would have been ugly, he would be a big talmid chacham. If he would have despised the fact that people look handsome, not he had to be uglier. If he didn't value being this, then he himself would have been more humble. So not that he had to become ugly, like Rashi. Right, the Gemara. Tell you what, right? The bracha of pshat is mashloish and mashloish. These three liquids ain't nifsolin ela behesach hadas. So if you don't watch them properly, things fall inside. It ruins it. I don't completely from drinking it. No, all other liquids is thick. If something falls in, some strange particle, you just scoop it out. Here, if it falls in, it mixes into the whole thing, ruins the whole thing. You forget Torah. If you don't think about it, you'll learn it properly. If you don't watch it properly, it pours out. You just pour it out. It's a lot lighter than oil and honey. It's floats above. The efshar adam neitle elyim v'leitharal lechutz v'tachten barvenok remains clean. Mash ain came the mashket soul she'ena of is not thick. Pesach adas im ena machzint. If you don't review the Torah, you forget. Amar chamachin a godul yemak shamim that the rain is wonderful. Ki yoyim shenivru shemayim va'oret. It's equal to creation. Shenema it says in the pasuk har ifu shemayim emal. You poured out the heaven from above. Ushchakim yizul tzedek and the heavens called shchakim. They will flow with the justice. Tiftach eretz earth will open up the yifru and they will multiply and produce help. Utzdaka tatzmiach and the tzedakah will help grow yachad everything together. Ani Hashem barosiv, I created. Barosim loynem, I didn't create everything. Ela barosi it, I created rain, and that's as if I created the whole world. Says the Moravai. Amr Avishu said, God the Yemak Shamish Avilishu part of it. By great is grain. That at the same time it rains, Avishu helps other things. Shemar it says, Tiftach Eretz VaYifru Yesha. The earth will open up. Knows when it rains, and I will give you a lot of help as well. Amr Abnam Chamachin Loi Einak Shami Yoidin Melke Nimcham Nizayin Yisrael. It will not rain unless the Eden do tshuva. Shemar it says, Rotzisa Hashem Artzel. Avishu wants your ground to grow, be bountiful. When Shafta Shvis Yaakov. Now when the Eden will return back, and then it says, "No sosa avoyin amecha k'sisa kochatem zela." When you do tshuva, that's when I will make it rain, or I make it rain, and I expect Eden to tshuva. Omele zide midiyavet laravina, zide from the yavet set laravina, that atun mahocha masid. You learn from the pasuk from Ratzisa Hashem Atzecho. Anan, we actually learn it from another pasuk, masnila. We learn from there. It says, "Va'ata you tishma shemayim, listen heaven, v'salachta lechatos." First, I will forgive them, and then v'nasat, I'll make it rain. So here he says you have to first do tshuva before it rains. The other part says it happens at the same time, in tandem. The rain will not be held back. Clear. So you know when there's a drought? Because the Eden are the ones who cause it. Because they deserve to be wiped out. It says in the pasuk, tzia gam choim. The thirst and in the summer, Yigzulu will steal Mimei Shalag. The summer will extend into the winter. It won't rain. Sha'ol Chot. You know why? Because they deserve to go to Hanim. They sinned. Omle Zidim Adi Yavad Ravina. Zidim Yavad. This is the Rashi said this is not the same Zid that we always have in the Gemara. Because that lived in the first generation. This is Zidim. Talking Ravina must be the last generations. So it's a Zidim from Yavad from somewhere else. Said to Ravina, Atanu Mahocham Masi. You live from here. Anan Mahocham Masi. You live somewhere else. I'll hold back to heaven. Then the next project says, Bavada Tameda. And you guys deserve to be killed. So we see clearly when does the Abish cause a drought? It's the Eden's fault. Omer Rav Chizda says, Ein Hakshamim Netzorim. The rain doesn't stop. Ela Bishvil Bitul Trumas Maisa. Because Eden didn't observe the laws of Trumas Maisa. How do I know that? Shnema it says, Tzia Gam Choim. That the summer, the Yigzlu will steal Mimea Shalik from the winter. So we're dashing the mitzvahs that come from the summer. Trumas Maisa from the thing that grew. My Mashma, how do you learn? In the word commanded. Those mitzvahs I gave you in the summer. even though it's right after the summer, but in the Sukkot time, but it grew in the summer. That caused you to be stolen from the rain, the winter season, lost out in the rain. You know why there's a drought? Because those Lashon Hara, they always manage to tie everything to that. It says in Pasig, Ruach Tzofen, Techoil Geshen, the northern wind will cancel the rain. Uponim Niz Amim, an angry face, Lashon Sasa is caused because of the Lashon Sasa, the hidden language, which we learned before, the hidden language referring to Lashon Hara. You know why the Eibishter stops the rain? Bishvil Aze Ponim, because of the Chutzpin Yakis. Shenemar, there it says, Vayimonu Devichim, the rain stopped, Umalkish and other rain, Lahoy, it never happened. Umatzach Isha Zoyna Hoyloch, you had the forehead of a woman of Zoyna. In other words, you, and the end of the Pasuk Rashi brings down, Ma'anta he kolim, you refused to be embarrassed. In other words, you were a Zoyna, you were had Chutzpah, and you weren't even embarrassed. That's the point. The Chutzpah part is, you weren't even embarrassed. Omer Absalom Echanunna, call on me, Yishle Azaz Ponim, had Chutzpah, Meaning more beya that the Eden will begin chutzpin yakas and the Torah sort of calmed this down. Kol adam she yeshli adzus pon ebay as chutzpah soiv nichshol baveh at the end will be stumble in laveh. Shneimer says a metzrisha zayin ha'yilach he had the forehead of an isha. The Nachman Amar Nachman said biyudua we know she nichshol baveh. Not only that you will do laveh if you have the forehead of an isha, means you already had an laveh because the pasuk says u metzrisha zayin ha'yilach you already had it. That means you already committed a sin. V'lo neimer yilach you will have. Any person that has chutzpah, mutl kreiser rasha, you're allowed to refer to him as a rasha. Shenemar, it says in pasuk, hey, as ish rasha before. If he had chutzpah, this person standing right is a rasha. Even though in Gemara Kedushin we said that if you call someone a rasha, it's an aveda. Of course, someone a mamzi deserves malchus. But here, you're allowed to call him a rasha if he has chutzpah. How? What exactly does it mean you have chutzpah? What are the symptoms? Doesn't explain. A person has chutzpah. What exactly are you doing?
Azul's ponim is more usually like a brazenness.
Yes, what do you do? Stick it in your face. What are you doing? What? Does it mean you're doing an aveda? You're not wearing like you have to pay himself safe. You're not wearing a yarmulke. It says Azul's ponim. What exactly is he doing? Any aveda before hesed. That's what I mean by Azul's ponim. Doesn't touch what exactly means Azul's ponim. Then the Gemara says, "Anachi zchama mutul." You're allowed to hate him. Hate him for what? Is it just a mannerism, a behavior, or he actually did something? I don't know. The Rishonim here don't explain. Yeah, doing what? What exactly? How's the man? Is it pshat that he didn't avade in a brazen way, or even doesn't avade? The fact that he's a chutzpinyak, he talks back, and that's it. No one helps us out. I look at the Rishonim here. Could anyone tell us exactly what he means? Did you imagine looking at Masha? But if they would be, they would have brought down here. Or the Ben Yehoyada would have brought down there. I didn't look, no. You're allowed to hate, and you're not allowed to hate somebody, but here you're allowed to hate. Shneimer says, even though it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to hate somebody. Interesting, Rashi says, you're allowed to hate him, even though it says, V'hafta lecha kamoicha, rather than saying, it says in the Pasuk, L'sisa z'chich b'vavcha, you're not allowed to hate another Jew. Rashi's saying here that, sorry, Gemara's saying, you're allowed to hate him. Shneimer says, it says, V'az ponim yishune, al tikli yishune, elo yisne. You're allowed to hate him, because he's a chutzpin yak. You say because of chutzpah or shloshan hara. I say because people are not learning. Shneimar it says, "Batzaltim," because you are lazy. Yimach, you will become poor. Hamikode, the Eibishter, the one who builds the roofs, will make you poor. Bishvil atzlu shahoye b'yisrael, because of that laziness the Eden had. Shaloi osku b'toydel and toydel nasa soynei shalakodesh baruch hu. You become an enemy of the Eibishter. Moch, he will make you poor. Ve'ein moch ela ani poor. Shneimar it says, "Yimachu merkel, you're too poor. You can't afford to pay yet." And who is this over here? The cover here, the Eibishter. Shneimar hamikadav v'mayim ali Yosef. The covers with water above. So that's the Eibishter. The Eibishter is going to make you poor if you don't learn Torah. Rabbi Yosef amhocha. Rabbi Yosef from the following pasuk. Same idea from the following pasuk. It says va'ata now leiro. You won't see oy boy. You won't see that light. In the cloud, in the skies, v'ruach avra. Even if you see the sun, you won't see for long. V'titarim, or you won't see clouds for long because the wind will come, blow them away, and the sky will be clear again. It won't rain. V'ein oy. What's light? Toida shenemar says kinei mitzatayid. Boy yiru b'shachim that it lights up in the skies. So therefore, again, talking about the Eibishter, he won't make it rain. Every time clouds will come, he'll disperse the clouds because you're not learning Torah. Even when this guy will become like a leopard, will have his dots, in other words, because some will try to break through the clouds. There'll be some clouds, there'll be many clouds dotting the sky, and the clouds will want to try to produce rain. Will happen. Even when the clouds are trying to form together to produce rain, ruach avra v'titan, come along a wind and blow them all away. So that's because we don't learn Torah. So lashon hara azus and not learning Torah. Amar Rabbi, ain lak shomim that song. No, it's gzeila. It's just counter stealing. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk al kapayim, because of what you do with your hands, kisa oid, that it'll cover over the sky, and ba'omar kapayim kisa oid. What did oil have to do with anything? Oil will touch means rain. And because of that, they do with your hands. They kapayim chama, which is stealing. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, viskasu, it says in the pasuk, gomina chamas, asher b'chamim, the pillager that plundered they have in their hands. The ain oil matan, and rain is oil. Shenemar, it says, yofitz anan oil, that the cloud will blow away. It's like, what's the light of the cloud? What does the light produce that benefits everybody? Rain. And it'll blow that away. Maitekante, what, how do you do maitekante? Yarbe b'tfila. Be marbe b'tfila. Why don't you say they can't stop stealing? That can't be helped. People steal. So chol pach is daven. Shenema. It says in the pasuk, vayitzav, it says by akapayim kisa, that what, through stealing will take away the rain. And vayitzav olev mavgiyah. And he told him, you want to fix it up? Mavgiyah. What's mavgiyah? We have vayiv gam, vayim p'gil, true, we know p'kiyim, he's davening. Shenema, it says, vayata tispah, but don't daven. Vayatif kebi, and don't nudge me. Why don't you bring from Yitzchak? Says by Yivga b'Makom. I guess that's not a strong enough nai. Who said it means davening? Oh, well, Rabbi, he says the pasuk im ke yahabazel. Yeah, exactly. How do you know mitzvah? Yeah, im ke yahabazel. The metal becomes dull. The who lie and he didn't do what he had to do. His panim kilkel. He ruined it. This is what we touch. Imra Isarakiya Shakir Kabazal. If you see this guy, that it's light like metal, in other words, it's crystal clear, there's no clouds. Milahidi Talamotar. What does it mean Milahidi Tal when we said before a few days ago, Tal Linetsa, the Tal never stops? And if it's Tal the Bracha, it says nobody knows what Tal the Bracha looks like. So I'm not sure why it says Milahidi Talamotar. Bishvil Maisa Haddo, you know why it's happening? Because of the people in that generation, Shehema Kukolin, that they're not doing what they should do. Shadema says, Vuhulai, you know why it's not raining? You're looking up to the sky, and it's not raining because Panim Kilkul. Yeah, that's Shemayim Kabazel on the Chesed. Yeah, yeah, it won't perspire. Yeah, it's clear. Yeah. So because like they didn't do anything. Mata Kanosan is Gabr Barachman. Davin to the Eibishter and ask for Rachman. Because the end of the post says the Chayolim Yigaber, the Chayolim should strengthen the Yisrael Hachsher Chochma and add more Chochma. So in other words, you add more, you daven harder, that if you daven harder and everything else, or if you daven before, then maybe it will make it rain properly. So it means daven better. This is talking about after the event. If you behave properly, it will rain properly. It's all the Eden's fault. That's the problem, right? So all the anti-Semites are right. Everything is the Eden's fault. Reish Lakish Amr. Reish Lakish says, you know what the pasuk is? Bring this pasuk. Im ra'isa Talmid Chacham. So Im ra'isa Talmid, if a Talmid sees, shalemud kashav olav kabazel. You learn. Kichli sharayin cup. That you're learning, you have a shabta cup. Like a piece of metal. B'shvil mishnasa she'en zulav. You know why? Because he's not learning properly. He's not learning. He doesn't know the Mishnah. He doesn't know the Kolim. Shenemar says, v'hu lo. You know why it's klepnish? Because panim kilku. Because you're not learning it properly. Maita kante. What should you do? Yar be yeshiva. Learn and chazed again and again. Shenemar says in the pasuk, it says v'chayolim yegabe v'yisrael hachshu chachma. That if a chayolim yegabe, you add your chachma. Kosh kenim shnasay stunim kolach. Surely, if a chatchila you learn mishnayis first, you get a general idea what's going on, and then you learn the gemara, you know better. Ki hadere shlokish, having misader masnisin aboyin zimna, he used to learn 40 times. Can I get mem yom shnit the Torah, and 40 times he chazed everything. Like Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah was 40 days in heaven. But ayil kamed Rabbi Yechon, and then he went to Rabbi Yechon to learn properly. That's why it says in the Sfarim, Mishnah is called Mishnah, because Mem Shana, he chazed it 40 times. And Talmud is called Talmud because Tuflim at 400 times he chazed the Gemara, so we have another Gemara.